For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. We've been hearing a lot about COVID-19 from health experts and elected officials. Now we're going to hear from a family that's contending with a case inside their own home. For disclosure's sake, the wife is a longtime acquaintance of mine. Her husband tested positive for coronavirus late last week. To give them confidentiality, we're identifying them by the aliases of Amy and Jim. I called them at their Idaho residence earlier this week to check in and started by asking Jim when he first realized he wasn't doing well.
About a week ago, last Monday, I started getting a little dry cough. And then Tuesday morning, it progressed to kind of chills, achiness. I did not have a fever. And our healthcare facility here has a testing tent. And I drove by and they screened me and said I passed the criteria, and they tested me on Thursday afternoon, and then I received a call Friday evening from the health district to tell me that I was positive.
What was your response to the news, Jim?
It certainly changed my perspective. I think up to that point, I was living under the delusion that I just had a little bit of a cold or I was run down from increased work. But it became very real at that point, and you know, immediately you start thinking about your family and those around you that you may impact.
And there was some fear, for sure. You know, we'd been super careful. I'd already really increased cleaning since he was in healthcare, washing hands, disinfecting surfaces. I think there was just, you know, how did it find its way in? But as we know, it's super contagious. I think also the fact that he didn't have a fever, and we were being told that was a main symptom to look for.
I know my family are showing some symptoms. They appear to be somewhat mild, which is somewhat comforting. I'm feeling better, and the health district is calling every day, as well as the health system that I belong to, so it feels good.
I understand that Amy has you sectioned off in a different part of the house?
Yes, there's three of us in our household, and everybody's in their own room. Everybody's got an assigned bathroom. Everybody goes down and does something at one point, and then Amy runs through and wipes everything down with sanitizer.
What do you do to pass the time?
Thank God for Netflix and streaming. But I'm continuing to do some work from home to stay engaged because there's a lot of activity around this COVID-19 going on where I work. Talking a lot with friends and family who keep calling.
Probably more TV watching than normal, reading, online gaming, definitely sleeping more, trying to get our rest. We're even supposed to be distancing ourselves from our pets, but that is proving to be nearly impossible. We just have one dog and one cat, but they're wanting to be right near us. The recommendations are to stay some distance from your pet. They're not really clear of the effects, so that has us nervous. And while they bring us comfort, we're doing our best to keep our distance, but it's just a little impossible, especially when a cat wants to jump up on your lap when you don't feel good.
I understand that currently neither you nor your son have been tested for coronavirus. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Is it because you're not displaying full symptoms or strongly pronounced symptoms?
I think there's such a stress on the system with a limited amount of test kits that having already been exposed to someone that tests positive, they would just prefer that we stay home and monitor our symptoms and stay in touch with Central District Health at this time.
So, Amy, is there any advice you'd want to share to our listening audience in terms of preparing for coronavirus, and also what to do if they or a close relative test positive?
You know, I don't want to add to the hoarding madness that we've seen going on, but you will be in quarantine for quite some time. If that's on top of the quarantine that you're already maybe doing, self-quarantine. So, you know, make sure you do have medications. They are advising on different ones. You can look out at the CDC website and see what those are, or ask your healthcare provider. But make sure you do have some medications as well as just some basic necessities on hand. I know that some grocery stores and restaurants are also providing delivery. And then, of course, be in touch with your doctor as soon as you find out. It's also normal to be scared, but not to panic. And, of course, if symptoms get worse, you'd want to call your ER in advance.
People really should take social distancing and this COVID-19 threat very seriously. It's very disheartening when you see the news and people are on the beach or they're continuing to get together. At this point, you know, what I realized is, it's not about me as an individual anymore. It's really about those around me and trying to keep them safe. And I wish people would really consider that a little bit more.
Yeah, just stay safe. Look out for neighbors and friends. They're definitely high risk, especially if they're alone. Be checking on those folks. This is just, it's a very serious thing. Take it seriously, people.
Jim and Amy, thank you so much for your time. I've got my fingers crossed for the best possible outcome for everyone. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amy and Jim from their undisclosed residence in Idaho. Jim is nearing his first week after testing positive for COVID-19, and his wife and son are likely infected too. You can hear an extended conversation on klcc.org.